Is daf samech ches. So we got to three lines down. The Gemara says, "Hahu da'amar le lechavre." A person says to another guy, "Beis habad v'chol tashmishav ani mochelecha." The beis habad, the olive press, and all the various other parts of it is going to be sold to you. Fine, he makes a deal. They sell it. Have yehanu echan vasa abrai. There are these certain store owners on the outside. Davoshatchu behu shumshay. They would spread out, use the beis habad to disperse their sesame seed in order to eventually make sesame oil. So they were using it. And the Rashbam says, Chanvasa, they were chanuyos limchor bo pas v'yayin. There are stores that were typically used to sell bread and wine, but they'd also use on the side, make some extra money with sesame seeds. So they were using this beis habad, and he thought the beis habad, and even the chanis, this people, the chanis of the pas and yayin was really part of the whole sale of the beis habad. So he's unclear why people were still working here. So Asala Kamid Rav Yosef, he asked the Shalit to Rav Yosef, do I get rights to this chanas? So Amar Le, so he says, the Mishnah tells us that Tanina, Im Amar Be Hamer Beis Amerchatz V'chol Tashmishav Ani Mochelecha Harech Kul Mechur. If he says the Beis Amerchatz and all the other Tashmishav, it's a whole package deal. You get everything as well. And that would include, says Rashbam, even the Otsil Shel Eitzim, even though we said the storage houses of wood. So seemingly, Hu Adin L'chanas Zeh. Applying it now back to our case, when you say Beis Habad v'chol tashmishav, it should include all the various stores that open up into this Beis Habad. So the Gemara Amar Le Abaye says, but v'hatani Rabbi Yechiya, don't we have a brisa from Rabbi Yechiya that says, ain kula mechurim, that's not true. When it comes to the Beis Habad, you don't get everything. She'ein hamyuchadam le Beis Habad. These things are not part of the Beis Habad. The storefront used for bread and wine had nothing to do with Beis Habad. That's not called Tashmishav. So he shouldn't have the rights to the store. So what's the answer? So El Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Chazinu. You have to understand either the document or what the agreement was. If the mocher said to him, Beis Habad v'chol tashmishav, and he also, v'olin mitzarna, then kani. If he then delineated all the various, the borders, you're going to get this area, and included in that border is going to be the chanios, so then the chanios are part of it. B'v'ilo, if he just said, Beis Habad v'chol tashmishav, but didn't border, does not delineate the borders, then lo kana, then the chanios does not come part of that package deal. So that's where Rashi was really machmir between these two dinim. Again, stam case, the chanis is not part of the Beis Habad, but if you explain the borders, then you would get it. There's a Rashbam here, if you want to get involved in that. He talks about, we said just because a person describes the borders doesn't necessarily mean you get everything. He's just kind of he's adding borders to it and giving revach because there's no other way to define where the property is found, but it doesn't necessarily include everything in the borders. That's a discussion the Rashbam has, but I'm not going to go into that right now.
We had that before.
Exactly. So you referred back to that Gemara there. Just because you delineate the borders doesn't mean you get everything that's within those borders. So that's something that he's addressing, that long Rashbam here on the side. Okay. Marna, the new Mishnah tells us, another case, Hamocher Zair, a guy sells a city. We don't have this so often nowadays, but imagine you buy an entire city. So part of that city is Macher Batim. You get the whole house with it. Boros, Shichin, Maros, all the wells and all the different caves, all the different parts of the city comes with the whole sewage system, the water system. Everything comes with the Merchatzos, the bathhouses, Shovchos, Beis Abadim, Beis Ashlochim, the nests, and then the presses and the irrigation fields. We'll see what Beis Ashlochim means in just a second. So you get all the things part of the infrastructure of the city. But you don't get any of the movable objects that's within. And Rashbam says, like, you don't get the ovens and the stoves. That doesn't come part of this package deal of the city. If you say you're getting the city and all the things that are part of the city, then so then you get everything, all Mataltlin, and even the animals and avadim, you go along with it. So just Rashbam foreshadows what's going to be. There's a question here. Look at Rashbam four wide lines down. Rashbam says, Vafilu hayaba, and the Gemara is going to be mefarish mayafil. What's the afil? That even the animals and the avadim. Mima chamurim yosem ishar metaltlin limachar b'chla ha'ir. What's the added chiddush? Even the animals of avadim are also included. If we're selling all metaltlin, so seemingly animals of avadim are part of the metaltlin as well. So the Gemara is going to address what's the afilu by avadim. So then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hamocher Esair, Mach Es HaCenter. When you sell the city, you also sell the center, which the Gemara is going to explain what center means. So Amar Le, the Gemara says now, Amar Le Rav Acha Brei de Rav Avia Le Rav Ashi. Shmas Mina, we learn from here, a very important din, Avada Kimetatali Dami, that Avada must be movable objects. So there's a machlokas in general we have in the Baba Kama and many other places, the Shaila weather, Avadim are Kimetatali Dami or Kimekartka Dami. Are they like movable objects or are they like land? On one hand, the Psukim refer to Avadim like a Yerusha, like a land. On the other hand, Avadim obviously are movable. So we learn from this Mishnah they must be Kimetatali Dami. Why? Because the Kimakarkari Dami, if they're really like land, Nizdabun Agav Masa. Once you sell the city, so shouldn't the Avadim be part of that package deal if they're Kimakarkari Dami? So from the fact that we say Avadim only are part of the sale, when you say V'chol Masha Besocha, oh, then you get the Avadim, that clearly indicates Avadim must be Kimetaltali Dami. So the Gemara says, if that's really true, V'elamai Avadi Kimetaltali Dami. So my afilu then. So what's the afilu? If avadim are just like regular metaltlin, so it should say in the Mishnah, if a person says, amr lo, he, you get the city, v'chol masha besochu, so you haray kum b'churim, everything sold. Why does the Mishnah say, and even the avadim, sound like avadim are not a typical metaltlin. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Ella, there must be a difference. Ella, ma'is l'chol meimar, what do you have to say? That shiny bein metaltali denied the metaltali dilonayid. Must be that there's a distinction between a movable object that moves on its own, like an evid and an animal, versus a movable object that doesn't nayid, that's not movable, does not move on its own. So that's what the Mishnah says. So that's why afilu those that move on its own, even the behemoths and the avodim, even though they're like metaltlin, but they're metaltlin denied, even those will be part of the package deal when you say chomash besocha. So according to the same lines, then the Gemara says, you can't bring a proof that avadim are necessarily kimetaltali dami. Because now you could suggest, afilu teima avada kimekarkari dami. Really, avadim are like land. But so why wasn't it part of the sale? When I sell a city, shouldn't that include the avadim also if it's really kimekarkari dami? So Gemara says, no, the same distinction you can make. Shiny bein mekarka tenayid lemekarka dilonayid. There's a difference between a stationary land like the city, everything else, versus a movable land like a evid. So when I sell the city, I'm only selling that which is stationary, but avadim, which are not stationary, are not part of that initial sale. So there is no raya from this mission just because it says afilu behem of avadim, that is not a proof that avadim are necessarily kimetal talidami. It could still be kimakarkari dami, but it's a different type of karka in that it's naid, in that it's move. Look at Tosos in the top for a second. Tosos writes here, elamai avde kimetal talidami maya filu la mishum di mekarkari dami asi shapir. Not to say if it were like avadim, everything would have been smooth anyways in the Mishnah. Because the hamikom makom behema ikalakshuye mayafilu. Now, what about the animal? The animals are certainly not going to be karka. So elalomer, all we're learning from this whole stage of the Gemara is delomifalginan be metaltali denied metaltali delonaid parch. Okay, fine. But the next line of Tosas is an interesting line. You're a very subtle point. Tosas writes, "Behu adin the havimati lemifrach." The Gemara could have asked on the Mishnah. If it's really like a movable object, then afilu gabi chatzir yumuchurim. So then it should be the din. If I'm selling a chatzir, forget a city, if I'm selling a chatzir, and all the metatolim are part of that sale, so then avadim should be part of that sale. Now, what the Achorim point out is, Tosus' assumption here is that avadim, what does avadim have to do with a chatzir? It must be avadim are viewed as tashmishe chatzir. That's their role. They're part of the tashmishe chatzir. So they bring a raya from a Rashbam. Rashbam clearly says that avadim are not part of that sale of a chatzir. There's a very sort of machlokas here. When you sell a chatzir, is a chatzir, does that include the avadim? Are avadim used? Are they really viewed as tashmishe chatzir? Or no, even though they work in the field and the city and the chatzir, they're not part of that tashmishe chatzir. Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says, we are three wide lines down to the two dots. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Hamoches Ha'ir, Malchus is a center. Person sells a city, included in that sale is a center. What exactly is a center? Much made it a santer. How do they say they pronounce this word?
Santer.
Santer, they say santer. Yeah. So the Gemara says, santer is my santer. Hocha targimei bar mechavir nisa. What's bar mechavir nisa? Says Rashbam, if you go eight lines down from the bottom, the end of the line, bar mechavir nisa is eved hamemuna lahagir ulachvaye tchumei hasades sados shomi zev shomi zev. He knew all the various properties. This is this guy, that's that guy's. He was in charge of all the properties. Hu eved lesar ha'ir. He worked for the government. And he was telling who owned whose land. He'd talk about the property lines, and that was his role. V'ef shar says Rashbam le'ir below osa. If you don't have a guy like that, then you can't function, because everyone's going to claim, this is my property, that's my property. But that's why it's important to have these different diagrams of who's where the property lines are. So he's very essential to the functioning of the city. So he's a part of the package deal, says Rashbag. You get him too, this guy. So then the comes along Shimon ben Aftulmus, Omer, Bagi. What's Bagi, says Rashbam? Bagi is Sados Shesaviv HaMedina. It's the fields that go around the city, not where people are necessarily living, but it's a nice field, could be where they're growing grains and stuff. So Gemara says, Man damar bar mechav nisa kol shekein Bagi. The guy who says that the santer is the guy who knows all the property lines, that individual, so certainly the Bagi is going to be included in that sale. What's the svar? Why is it a kol shekein? So Rashbam says because the bar chanvas is a guy who moves, he's nayid. So if you get a guy along with the city, so certainly a sade, which is stationary, which is a karka, that certainly will be part of that sale. But the flip side, man damer bagi, the guy who says when you get the city, you get the sades also, about bar mechav nasa lo mizdavim, but you don't get the guy with it, the guy who walks, the guy who's his own person, that's not part of the package deal. So that's the machlokas here. Which one is it, and whether the other one will be included in the sale or not. The Gemara is now going to try to bring a raya from our Mishnah to which way. So Gemara says, Tanan, our Mishnah says, Beis Habadim, Ubeis Hashlochim. Part of that sale is you get the Beis Habadim, which is the wine, the olive press, and the Beis Hashlochim. So Svarua, my Shlochim. The initial thought was, what Shlochim? It must be Bagi, must be referring to these fields that are outside the city. Dichsiv, Visholech, Maim, Alpnei Chutzos. They bring a pasuk. The pasuk in Eov tells us that you send the water on the Chutzos to the outside, referring to the Sadeh that goes off on the outside. Now, before we go weiter here, normally what does the word Beishlachim mean? We learned this from the first mission in Cheskos Abatim. Yeah, irrigation field. Irrigation. So not talking about just stam a field. So Tosus asks this question. Tosus mi svaras maishlachin v'chule vim tomar the v'chule gemar all of our shas habu Beishlachim bagi sados shemashkin otso. Referring to fields that you water. Umayishna haka, here we're going to see in a second, there are different interpretations of what Beis HaShlachim means. So why are we changing it over here? Umayishna haka, d'mishanin lehu mikol Beis HaShlachim shem b'gemara. Why are we giving a different definition here than we are in the rest of Shas? So Tosa answers, v'yishlomer d'pshita le l'gemara. The Gemara understood it certainly. Dein chilek bein tzadeh Beis HaShlachim tzadeh Beis HaBaal l'nimecher. When it comes to selling a property, it doesn't make a difference how you water, whether it's through the rain or whether it's through irrigation. It doesn't make a difference. So the Gemara understood as a davar pasha that there could not be a chilek. So yesh chilek bein bagi leginusa lechach no licha le lefar shlachin kama ba'ama. And that's why they said it can't be irrigation field. They have to go to another machlokas what beis hashlachin meant. So again, the Gemara says, so what does beis hashlachin mean? Beis hashlachin must mean the sados that are outside the city. So that's again, Beis HaShlachim is referring to the Tanna Kamma holds that a Beis HaShlachim is part of the sale. And then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, and a Santer, he says a Santer is included as well in the sale. So now we have to understand what's the machlokas between Tanna Kamma and Beis HaShlachim and Rashbag's edition of Santer. So Bishma L'man Damar, the one who holds that a Santer is a Bar Michav Nisa, that is referring to that person who knows all the property lines. So the way the Mishnah is understood is, Amar Tanakama holds Bagi Mizdavnein, that the Tanakama holds the outside fields are part of the sale of a city. That's what a Beis HaShlachim is, this Bagi. But the Bar Mechav Nisa, lo Mizdavnein. But the Santer, which we're now understanding as the person, is not part of the sale according to the Tanakama. The Asa comes along Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Lemeimar, no, Afilu Bar Mechav Nisa, Nami Mizdavnein. In addition to the Sados, and in addition to the Beis HaShlachim, you also get that person who's in charge of knowing where all the lines are. So that machlokas makes a lot of sense. If you understand that Beis HaShlachim, in fact, is a Bagi, and you understand that Santer is Bar Mechav Nisa. But El Laman Damar Bagi, but if you understand that really, that Santer is a Bagi, which is a field, which is now the same exact definition as Beis HaShlachim, that they're both a Bagi, these Sados, then Tanakama, Nami Hachi Kamar. Is he going to say the same thing as the Tanakama now? So it doesn't make sense that Rashbag would be saying the same thing as Tanakama. They're talking about the Tanakama says Beis HaShlachim, in other words, the Sados are part of the sale. Rashbag says a Santer, which is also a Sado, is also part of that sale. There's no Machlokas anymore. Fine. So the Gemara says, therefore, it has to be that a santer is referring to the individual, bar mechav nisa, and not referring to the field. Mara says, no, you have the whole thing wrong here. Misavras my shlachin bagi. Whoever said nishlachin is referring to a field. Lo, my shlachin's a gininaisa. It's a type of garden. Shenemar, the pasuk says, this pasuk is in Shir Hashirim, shlachayach pardes rimonim. And you send out, or really the pardes sends out, gives off pomegranates. So it's referring to a garden, not referring to a sada. Now we're going to have a different interpretation now. And Rashbam just says here that the three lines up, ginunaisa is ginos hasmuchin le'ir, ubeshebesochayir. They're gardens that are either outside the city or within the city. The shaycha le'ir tfei mibagi. They're more affiliated, more associated with the city than there is to than fields are. Sharei gan roy litailbo kimo babayis. The people like to go for a nice stroll in their garden and look at their beautiful trees and flowers in a field. People don't go for strolls in. That's where you grow produce. So a gina is more connected to the city. So now having that in mind, so now we're saying Beis HaShlachim of the Mishnah is referring to a gina, a garden, not a field. So now everything makes sense. So we're saying now that the Tanakhama holds that a Beis HaShlachim, a garden, is part of the sale of Al Bagi Lomis Davni. But the field, according to the Tanakhama, is not part of the sale. And then Vasa Rabbi Shimma Gamliel, Lemeimar, Afilu Bagi Nami Mizdavni, he argues and says, no, a Santer, which according to one opinion is referring to a sada, a bagi, is going to be part of the sale. And this makes sense according to both opinions. Whether you say santer is a person or it's a field, now we can understand the Mishnah in a very nice way, as long as you assume Beis HaShlachim is a gina and not a sada.
It's very hard to understand if somebody has a gina inside the city. I respect. Suddenly, like the guy owns the whole city except certain areas in the city.
So what we're saying, you know, according to this interpretation, everyone would agree that the garden is part of the sale. No one argues. Rashbag just adds on, in addition to the garden, Beis HaShlachim, everybody agrees, is part of that sale. What is a Beis HaShlachim? So if we understood that initially, that Beis HaShlachim was a sada, then Vale, the Gina, was part of that sale in the first place, because a Gina is more connected than the sada. Now that we're interpreting, right. That was the Gemara's question.
Right.
If Rashbag holds Santer is a Gavra, the person, so then there is a Machlokas.
Right.
If you hold it's a Sada, and there is no Machlokas, the Gemara had a Tzarachin.
Right.
But now that's why the Gemara says, really, Beis HaShlachim means a Gina, a garden, which everybody agrees that the garden is part of the sale of the city. There's not going to be any patches.
Right.
That's part of the sale, but the Sados will not be part of the sale according to the Tanakhama, the outside fields. Rashbag comes along and says, no, even the Santer, which is either the outside fields, will be part of the sale, or that person will be part of the sale.
Uh-huh.
But everyone will agree the gina, in both mandamars, the ginas are definitely part of that sale. Whether Beis HaShlachim was a sada or a gina, certainly in the second ikadamar.
I don't understand, why would we're saying that santer is a gina, or it's not?
No, definitely not. Beis HaShlachim is a gina, according to the second mandamar.
Okay, I get it.
The santer is the sada.
Okay.
Fine. Gemara now says, ikadamar now. You could read the last three lines here. Svarua, my shlachin. What's a shlachin? Ginunaisa. It's referring to those fields. So now this mandamer is saying it's referring to the gina. This is the garden, which the Tanakhama holds that the gardens are part of that sale. And now Bishma, this makes sense. The mandamer bagi, that a santer is a bagi, is referring to the field. So then, now the Mishnah is read. Amar Tanakhama, ginunaisa mizdavin, bagi lo mizdavni. Tanakhama holds gardens are part of the sale, but the outer field are not part of the sale. The also Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Lemeimar now comes along Rashbag and says, Afilu Bagi Mizdavni. No, not only the garden sold, but even the field are going to be sold along with the entire city. So the Eleman Damar, the one who holds, however, that Bar Michavnisa, so that in the Santer that Rashbag is referring to that person who knows the various property lines. So then Amar Rava, Amar Tanakhama Ginunaisa. So the gardens are part of the sale. That's the Tanakhama hold. That's what a Beis HaShlachim is. Umahadir Lei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Bar Michavnasa. And he responds back that the person is part of that sale. So what's the Shaila here?
Yes, he skipped the stage.
What about Sada? The whole hierarchy, there should be a Gina, there should be a Sada, and then there should be the Gavra, that person. So if you're coming to include something, the Sada would have been the natural one to include and not jump to the Gavra. It doesn't seem like they're talking on the same level here. So the Gemara says, Sa'ela, we have to therefore say, no, Misvaras Maishlachim Ginunaisa. Lo, who holds that Beis HaShlachim refers to a garden? Beit HaShlachim refers to Bagi, Dichsev HaShalech Mayim Al Pnei Chutos. It's referring to a field. And now we're saying that Kama holds that the Beit HaShlachim, namely the Sados, are part of the sale of Al Bar Michav Niesa Lo Mizdavim, but you don't sell that person. He doesn't come with the package. And then comes along Aser, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Lameimar, the Afilu Bar Michav Nisa Nami Mizdavim. No, even that person goes part of the sale because you can't function without the guy who knows whose property everyone's is. Okay, so there's no conclusion as of yet what the halach is in terms of this machlokas, whether or not the santer means the bar mechav nisa, or does it mean the bagi, the sados. The Gemara now tries to bring another machlokas, toshma. The Braisa tells us that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, santer eino macher, and ankumus macher. They have interesting names in today's daf. Ankumus, and we also have Shimon ben Tilmus was before. This is one of the shahs Rav Moshe has. Rashi Weiss has a conversation in the beginning of Sefer Shmos about the Klai Yisrael didn't change their names. They always kept their Hebrew names. So speaking of that, I said to Weimer last night, oh, did you hear Darren had a baby? He's like, who's Darren? So he only knows the Yiddish names. So I said, I only know the English names. Yitzhak Adov, I remember. I remember all the other Hebrew names. Right. So anyway, so he talks about, can you have a non-Jewish name? So Moshe has a whole long discussion, says you can, and he brings a number of proofs from the Gemaras where Tanayim actually had non-Jewish names. So I don't remember every single Gemara he quotes, but this is certainly this page of Gemara, Samaches. We have two people. One is, right here we have his name Unkelmus, which sounds like Unkelus, but Unkelmus. The Lechor is a Tana, he's arguing with Rabbi Yehuda. And on the first page we had Shimon Ben.
I don't think this is a name, I think this is a description of a person.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a Sofer Amedach Shimon Bonili.
Like a Sander.
Okay, so doesn't even answer the question then. Okay.
Avtomas.
Avtomas, certainly, that does qualify. Fine, so Rabbi Yehuda says, Omer Santer Eino Macher, but Unkelmus is Machir. These must be some Latin terms or Roman there. So what's Unkelmus? So it says Rashbam here. Unkelmus is who Sofer HaMelech. He was the scribe of the Melech. Lichtov mi Sefer mispar hasados va'abat va'anoshim. He write down who has which properties. And lasais mas shall kolecha l'sar ha'ir. And to know how to collect real estate taxes for however much property that you own.
So these were all Avadim.
These were all Avadim.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to be sold.
They were, I guess if they assume that way, very good, yeah. It can't just be workers, employees.
Can't be workers, I was, you know, nobody.
Uh-huh. I guess that Rashbam said on the Aleph here, he was an Eved.
The first one he did say, on the center he did say.
He called him an Eved, yeah. But I understood that just as a worker, but he must have been an Eved.
Right.
Has to have been an Eved. Okay, very good. So now he's an Eved Kanani that's working for you. So again, when you buy the city, you don't get the santer, you don't get the guy. We'll see but you do get that in Kulmus, who is the scribe, who collects the real estate taxes, or at least marks down what you owe. So, my love, so is it not mida unkulmus gavra, from the fact that unkulmus is a person, so santer nami gavra, so it must be that the santer is also a person, namely the guy who knew all the property lines. So this is a proof that it's a bar michvnisa, as opposed to the bagi, as opposed to the fields. Where it says, not a raya, mida irya hakadisa hakadisa, no. Just because they're lumped together doesn't mean they're both referring to people. One could be referring to field, which is not part of the sale, and the other one could be referring to a person. So that's not a raya at all. Now the Gemara says, "Mi matis amr hachi." Could you really say this? Could you really say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the santer is a bagi, that santer really refers to the field and doesn't refer to that person? Don't we have a hakatani seifa? Doesn't the Braisa say as follows? That very Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the santer is not part of the sale, but the unkulmus is part of the sale. And then it continues to go on and say, avalo shiareha, which we'll see what that means in just a moment. Velo benoseha, nor are the little sister cities, the suburbs part of it, the little villages, are not part of the sale of a city either. Velo chorshin hamuktsinla, nor are the forests that are facing towards that city, are not part of the sale of the city itself. These are usually referring to like traps, the little areas of infenced fields that are fenced in. Did I say that? Beibarim?
Enclosures.
Okay, enclosures. I know the Gemara is in Beitzita Beibarim referring to like ponds where you had fish. So little enclosures of the animals, that's also not part of the city. Vamrinon. And there's a question, my shira. What does shira mean that the Gemara says shireha are not part of that sale? They say bizli. Doesn't help us much. My is bizli. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Piskei Bagi. So what's Piskei Bagi? So look at the Rashbam, the last five narrow lines. This is true also, right? They have it here also. They have it here. But so Bizli are Piskei Bagi, which are Chatichos Bika Gedola Hasmuchlir, pieces of the larger field that are part of the city. Ela Shimufleges Mimetaktas, but they're a little bit more distant than the actual city. Why? Sheesh Heftek Tsunma Bain Time. There's some rocks in between, so it's not adjacent to the city, but it's not too far off. So part of this sale says Lo Shiareha, the remaining parts, the fields that are a little distant than the city, are not part of the sale. So now the dik to be made here is Piske Bagi Hudlo Mizdavne Ha Bagi Atzman. The fields that are divorced, they're separate, detached from the city, they're not part of the sale. That's the Bizli. But the Bagi, which are adjacent to the city, seemingly would be part of that sale. So how then could, right again, Piske Bagi Hudlo Mizdavne Ha Bagi Atzman Mizdavne? So then how could we Huda say above that Santer could be referring to Sados? If clearly the Seif is saying that the Sada is part of the sale, how could you say Santer, which is not part of the sale, is referring to a Sada? So there's a steer whether the Sada is part of the sale or not part of the sale. So the only way to interpret this is that the Santer must be referring to a person and not the fail, not the field. The Gemara says Ipuch. Let's switch it around and really say that Rabbi Yehuda holds Omer Santer is Macher, that the Santer is part of the sale. Now we could say the Santer referring to the field is part of the sale. Dan Kulmus, the scribe, is Eino Macher, not part of the sale, and neither is the Bizli, the Piske Bagi, which are the detached fields, are also not part of the sale. And that's how we could figure everything else nicely. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Santer is part of the field, part of the sale, and Santer can be interpreted either as the person or as the field. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. Now the way we just did the switch around, Rabbi Yehuda says Santer is sold, which is exactly what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds, that the Santer is sold. So does Rabbi Yehuda really line up nicely with the Rashbag? We have another brisa that Rabbi Yehuda, really the Seifa here, that Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds like the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. The Katani Seifa, the Seifa says, "Avalo shireha v'lo b'nosel." You don't sell the detached fields with a city, nor do you sell the suburbs. V'ila, but we have a statement from Rashbag Hamar, Machazir, Macha b'nosel. When you buy the city, you also get all the kfarm that are around it against Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Hamocha Seir, Eseir lo machas benoseh, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Mocha Seir, Macha benoseh. So Yehuda argues with Ashbag and says that the benoseh are not part of the sale. So he can't be in line with Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yehuda, Savar le kivasi bichadu, palagale bichadu. You don't have to hold like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel for everything. So he holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel with regards to the santer, that is sold as part of the city. But he argues and says that the benoseha, the suburbs, are not part of the sale. Everything works out nicely. And let's just do a few more lines and we'll stop before the Mishnah. Even though the Mishnah is a decent size, it doesn't make sense to do it now because that's going to be, of course, that's the entire next stuff. You see, just definitions of every line of that Mishnah. The same style of this parak. Fine. I'm willing to say this is probably the most technical parak in Shas. Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says, "V'lo be'barim shel chaya v'shel ofos v'shel dagim." When you sell a city, you don't get all the enclosures, all the different fenced-in areas of the wild animals, of the birds and the fish. So asks the Gemara from a brayso, "Reminu hayu lo banos einim charisima." If the city has some suburbs, those villages don't go along with it. You have an area that's chelik bayam. Sounds to me like an island. Let's say a part of the water where it's not connected to the land, but it's called China's island. Let's say it's referred to as China's property. So when you sell, that's referring to a country. But if there's a city that has some island that's part of that city, that those islands come a part of the whole sale of the city. If you have an area of Yabasha that everybody refers to as that city, even though it's not directly attached to the city, but everybody knows it's, I don't know, I don't have any examples here, but it's part of that city, so that's part of the city, even though it's detached. But, and so too, any of the enclosures of the Chaya, Ophos, and Dagim are part of that sale, which is clearly against our Brisa above, which says the Beibarim are not part of the sale. And the Gemara answers, Lo Kasha, there's no steer here. Ha Denagich Ka'ihi Lagav, Ha Dignagich Ka'ihi Labar. Depends where is the entrance into this enclosure. If the entrance to the enclosure of the animals are facing the city, that's how you access it, so then that's part of the city. That's part of the sale. But if the entrance is from the outside, even though the fenced area is seen and adjacent to the city, but he can't access it only from the outside, so then that would not be part of the sale of the city. Then the Gemara says, "V'ha katani v'lo asa charoshin hamuksin lo." So they said above, we said above, when you buy the city, if you have a forest, that muksin, that's designated as part of the city. The way into the forest was clearly from the city. The path goes from the city. We still say that it wasn't part of the sale. So just because the access and the entrance is through the city doesn't mean it's part of the city. So how come the forest isn't part of that sale? The Gemara says, no, we have to tweak that brayso and ema hamuksim heimana. What the Misha should, the Brisha should say is, if you have chorshin, if you have a forest, that's muksin heimana, that's separate, like muksin, it's separate from the city, that's not part of the sale. But if it's muksin lo, if it's muksin to the city, if it's designated to the city, then it would be part of that sale, just like the beibarim that are accessed to the city is part of the sale. Okay, we'll stop here. Mazel tov again to Ricky. I won the Shabbos.